Welcome back to Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. When Governor Larry Hogan Jr. was sworn in last January, he talked about his father, a Republican congressman on the House Judiciary Committee, with the whole world watching during the Watergate investigation in 1974.
Would this man be willing to buck his own party, his own president, to do what he thought was right for the country? Despite tremendous pressure, this statesman put aside partisanship and made the tough decision. And he became the first Republican to come out for the impeachment of President Nixon. That man was my dad, former Congressman Lawrence J. Hogan, Sr., who's here with us today. Dad put aside party politics and his own personal considerations in order to do the right thing for the nation. And I'm going to get emotional now. And he taught me more about integrity in one day than most men learn in a lifetime. And I am so proud to be his son.
Father's Day seems like a good time to learn why the governor is so proud of his dad. So we asked if we could come to Frederick for a conversation, and Larry Hogan Sr. said yes. Thank you for your hospitality.
Well, you're certainly welcome.
Set the scene for us for your political career. You practiced law and public relations. You had been an FBI agent. And then you ran for Congress.
I ran for Congress. But while I ran for Congress, I was teaching at the University of Maryland at College Park.
Teaching what?
Teaching public policy and public relations.
You were elected to Congress in 1968 to represent the 5th Congressional District, Prince George's County in Southern Maryland. And I gather that was something of an upset.
Well, it's always an upset when a Republican is running in Maryland, which is strongly Democratic. But I got very strong support from Democrats in the county and continued to have it throughout my career.
So you were elected in 68, reelected in 70 and 72. By the time Watergate started, were you feeling pretty comfortable in Congress?
I had converted a safe Democratic seat into a safe Republican seat, so yes. And I was winning with a very strong majority of vote.
As your son said at the inauguration, there were many people were watching how a Republican on the House Judiciary Committee would vote during Watergate. You were the only Republican who voted for all three articles of impeachment. How did you reach that decision?
I started out giving Richard Nixon the benefit of the doubt, but it was just no way that I could have ignored some of the abuses and the obstruction of justice that went wrong and the effort to try to conceal what had gone on. Although we never had any information to indicate that he had any advanced knowledge of Watergate, but his problem was covering it up afterwards, or trying to.
Was it a close question for you?
It was always a close question because I had great admiration for him, and I think he was a great president in many, many ways. I had said to the media, I'm not going to tell you anything about how I'm going to vote until I've seen all the evidence. And I had seen it all. But the impression of the public was that nobody had seen any evidence until we went on TV, which wasn't the case at all. It was basically all over then, and that was a pro forma. So I had seen the evidence, and I'd take my commitment to the media and say, I told you that when I had seen all the evidence, I'd tell you how I was going to vote. So that's why I'm telling you. I am going to vote for impeachment.
That's Larry Hogan Sr. here on Maryland Morning, 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Mr. Hogan's probably best known today as father of the governor, but we're talking about his own interesting career in Republican politics in Maryland. Your son, Larry, told Josh Kurtz of Center Maryland that you knew you were ending your political career with that speech. How do you remember that?
I thought that that was the case, and I lost a lot of friends, a lot of supporters, a lot of contributors by voting against him, and lost the nomination for governor because of my vote against Nixon. Not to say that I would have changed in any way, because I think I did the right thing. But many Republicans at that time were very unforgiving. An interesting little sidebar, there's a prominent Republican in Baltimore County And about 15 years after the impeachment vote, he called me up and he said, Larry, when you decided you were going to vote against Nixon, he said, I was furious with you. He said, I was so angry with you, I just couldn't stand it. He said, but after the passage of time, I now know you were right. And I wanted to call up and apologize to you for the way I felt at that time. And I thanked him very much for his honesty. But I thought it was an interesting thing that someone reacted that way. Because he was one of the people who was very much upset at the time.
But I gather, as you tell that story, that there are not very many people who were critical of you in 1974 who contacted you to say they changed their minds.
Some did, but interestingly, the people in Prince George's County knew me. So they had a tendency to be very forgiving and to take my word for it. But strangers who didn't know me very well, they were more inclined to be very critical of what I had done because they didn't know me as well as the people in Prince George's did. Prince George's subsequently voted me in as National Republican Committee man, even after I had voted against Nixon.
So does it follow from that if you had been running for re-election to Congress as opposed to having put your hat in the ring for the governor's race in 74, you think you would have been reelected to Congress?
I think I would have been reelected because the people in Prince George's knew me so well and had approved me so many times in elections. But the people throughout the state who didn't know me rejected me for the run for governor. It was a wrong decision to make at the time. Interestingly, now that my son is governor, I always wanted to be governor. In fact, at his inaugural, he turned to me, he said, Dad, we're finally going to have a Larry Hogan in the governor's mansion. Because he knew that I had wanted to be governor. I enjoyed being county executive of Prince George's County because in an executive position, you're able to put your ideas into effect. And that's why I wanted to be governor. And that's why I enjoyed being county executive. All around, it was wrong. Well, I shouldn't have run for the Senate either. Larry tried to talk me out of it, but egos are a driving force for politicians. So I ran for the Senate unsuccessfully again.
Thinking back on the day of his inaugural speech, what went through your mind hearing what he said about you?
Well, I'm flattered that he feels that way. He and I have always had a very warm and loving relationship. We grew up having lots of fun together, learning together. He helped me in all my campaigns. He was one of my key people when I was county executive. And I'm flattered that he feels that way. He maybe overstates it, but I'm glad he does.
I appreciate your talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Lawrence J. Hogan Sr., former member of Congress, former Prince George's County Executive, father of the current governor of Maryland. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, including a link to Congressman Hogan's 1974 statement before the House Judiciary Committee. Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore. The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Mary Wiltenberg,
Christy Forrest,
and Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. On the web at ZEKESCoffee.com.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in history, 1961, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a part of Maryland's Constitution requiring state office holders to profess a belief in the existence of God. That language, powerless for 54 years, is still in the Constitution. We're back on Monday. Hope you'll join us.